Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
It easily stopped and started raining 15 different times on my way to work this morning.
I know, because I got into the building I got in unscathed without getting wet at all. And then you come in and you're soaking wet.
Yeah, I got two showers this morning. One from, you know, my plumbing in the home, and then one from God. It was like crazy.
Did you have flashbacks to Friday at Luke Bryan?
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable.
When you dried off.
Yeah.
The shoes I wore, I threw away when I got home.
Told me you wore the shoes that you wear mowing because you were anticipating.
Yeah.
You didn't want to get your nice ones.
I watched the radar before Luke Bryan. I was like, this is going to be a disaster, man.
I love that.
That's smart.
Yeah.
It was.
Well, being out there wasn't very smart.
No.
Well, wearing your junk shoes was, but yeah. Now you got to get another pair of those.
I guess so. It's always something.
Yep.
Sacrifices, man. Put them on the line. Put them on the line. Yeah, a lot of rain this morning, but like I said, it's real scattered. So you hit these pockets wherever you are, Brandon, St. Pete, Tampa, it's everywhere. So take it easy this morning. Just take it easy.
Yeah, add some extra time on so you don't have to rush around in the rain.
Hey, this is really cool. I think it's great. Bradenton, this pizza place called Brancato's. These people are stepping up to the plate. This is my kind of. I haven't eaten pizza there, but I am gonna do it. Just support them. But they're putting pictures of missing dogs, lost dogs, on their pizza boxes.
Yeah, and you know how much we love dogs, obviously, and helping dogs find homes. Well, they had seen all of these lost dog posters on poles around Bradenton and on windows at coffee shops and stuff. And they thought, well, the owner thought, you know, we actually reach a lot of people locally just with our pizza boxes.
Sure. I mean, people pick them up, they take them home, and yeah.
Right. And he goes, what if we started printing out these photos of the lost dogs or making copies and sticking them onto the pizza boxes? So that's exactly what they have started doing. They use a Facebook page of all the lost dogs in Bradenton.
And then print them off of
and
there.
And then they just print them off of there and then are hoping
really
to
cool
reunite
idea.
Yeah, dogs with their owners. It's so cool and just genius.
Mm. Well, I hope I hope it works. I mean, if they find one dog or just get people aware, that's super cool. So Brancato's, Bradenton, awesome, great work. I hope more pizza places do this. Really?
And who doesn't like seeing a cute picture of a puppy while they're getting their pizza? I just feel like it's a win-win all the way around.
Wouldn't it be something if somebody actually, like, you order pizza, you come home, and then you look, and you're like, I just saw that dog. Like, you know what I mean?
It's like, bound to happen.
Right? Oh, it's definitely going to happen.
Oh, so, I hope so. It's so cool.
Great work to Brancato's. It really is a great idea.
It's your boys. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
There's Carrie, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Hey, what would you do if a house in your neighborhood became an Airbnb or a VRBO? So this house in my neighborhood, right, they just sold it. And the guy they sold it to, he doesn't live there. He just rents it out on Airbnb and VRBO. And I was wondering, I was like, man, they just sold this house. And a week later, they sold it again. And then it sold again. These people keep moving in and out of the homes. And then I looked at the address and I was like, oh, it's on VRBO.
Oh, that's how you found out. That's genius to just type in the address.
Just type in the address.
It'll pop up.
Yeah. And then I'm like, it's weird. People keep moving in and out, in and out, in and out. And at first I was like, oh, I guess that's kind of cool. And then I'm like, man, I don't know why I feel uncomfortable.
Well, yeah, because it's strangers coming in, staying in your neighborhood. You've got kids. They're a couple doors down.
I never thought about it like that. You're right. They are strangers.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they are.
I feel like, so my neighborhood has this this association, but it doesn't matter. It's about as, it just doesn't matter. Let me just put it like that. Nothing's enforced, you know what I mean? And it's frustrating with things like that, but a couple of my neighbors are really mad. They're like, that shouldn't be allowed to happen, you know, VRBO. And
unfortunately, I think unless there's some homeowners association that's official, not one that they just, like in a deed restricted community.
Yeah, we're deed restricted, but we're also deed unenforced. Like the covenants don't matter, but I know what you're saying. But I was like, every time I drive by, I'm like, why does it make me feel so weird that people move in and out every week? Like, I don't know why it just gets me. I've never lived in a place where people move in and out. Like, everyone, would you like it, Kevin?
No, I would not. We have a rental house that's next to us, so usually people stay for 1 or 2 years, and there's a new... I'm okay with that.
Right.
But that all the time would annoy me to death.
People are always walking... one of the reasons why I think it makes me uncomfortable, because the people are always really happy because they're on vacation.
Yeah, that's true.
They're walking in and out with like their inflatable ducks and stuff for the pool. And then they're packing up their car and going across the street to the beaches. I'm like, gosh, these people are having fun.
So it's more so that jealousy. You're just jealous.
Yes, jealousy.
That's right.
If anything, that should make you feel good. They're paying to vacation where you already live.
I know. I thought about renting the house for a week and just going down there, just moving my family down there for a week.
Oh, you'd actually bring the family? That's surprising.
Yeah. And then
I thought you were like, I'm just going to move down a couple doors.
Just for my neighbors to be like, what are you doing? And I'd be like, I rented the house for a week. Come on down. I don't know. Texas, should this bother people if a house in your neighborhood becomes a VRBO or an Airbnb and you got people moving out, in and out, every week, in and out, in and out? Man, wait till the Super Bowl comes to Tampa. That's going to be a party house because people come from wherever the teams that are playing, and they're going to run it out and they're going to party all week.
That's 2021.
I know.
You should go ahead and rent it now then.
Rent it now and then re-rent it once it comes. Oh, I'll be like an Airbnb shark.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
All right. Send us your text. Airbnb, VRBOs in your neighborhood, good or bad.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK. Deep Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
All right, let's get to this big news. Thomas Rhett, maybe not fully committed to music anymore. Is he going to become an international fashion mogul? This is Thomas Rhett talking about.
Well, hello there. For those of you that don't know me, my name's Thomas Rhett, and I dabble in music from time to time, but mostly I'm known for being an international fashion design mogul. That's why I've partnered with the Weekend Revolutionaries over at Chubby's. With their help, I've designed a clothing line dedicated to that exact same feeling, where we transition from the grind to the good life. So we're calling it the Retro Collection, which is inspired by the radical gear of the classic 90s weekend. The Retro Collection is custom built for the times when you're either kicking back or turning up. So keep your eyes peeled for the hot fire from Thomas Rhett and Chubby's, because we're only just getting started.
Oh, whether you're kicking back or turning up, Chubby's could be for you. Do you remember he took a trip? It was last year. I think he went to like Spain. And he got hammered for wearing these shorts, these real short shorts.
Yeah, yes. And they were Chubbies.
Yeah. And I mean, it was trending. And we talked to him like a week after he got back. And we're like, Thomas, the shorts. And he was like, oh, God, the shorts. People are killing me for the shorts. And now it's turned into a thing.
Yeah, and now he's embraced it. And that's the best thing you can do is take something that someone made fun of you for. And now he's going to make a boatload of money off
of it.
I'm going to buy a pair.
Are you?
Why not?
So they're around $75. Do you want a pair?
How many do you get for $75?
Just the one, which is like a quarter of a normal board short.
Gosh, I thought that'd be like a 10-pack or something.
Nope. And I do like how they spelt retro. They spelt it like Thomas Rhett, so R-H-E-T-T.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Also, Tim McGraw, free concert, Tampa Bay Bucks fans. It's going to happen right before game one. It's the Bucks. It's the 49ers. Got to have a ticket to the game, obviously. And then Tim will be back at halftime for an encore performance. But let me tell you, a free Tim McGraw show before Bucks game?
It's a full concert.
Jeez.
Full concert.
That is crazy. I think the NFL's doing a good job bringing music. They did that last year, a big kickoff party, a bunch of artists played. Yep. So this would be a good job. So the Bucks and free Tim McGraw concert before game one against the Niners.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Hey, this sound is incredible. Could you ever guess what this noise is? Listen to this. What do you think that is?
Baseballs being hit into a pool.
Boy, it sounds like it, doesn't it? Does it sound just like that? It's not. Listen one more time. This is a female crocodile.
What?
Smacking a male crocodile. He was just, say, a little bit too interested in hanging out with her. She took her, is that a paw? is that a claw or a crayon?
She took
her crayon and smashed this other, the male on the head, and he jumped in the water. She chased him and smashed him again just to let him know, hey, don't come back. And it was all done in Australia, and it was at like this theme park kind of safari thing, and so people were watching and filming. Listen again. Ow.
You're really lucky getting to see this.
Can you hear the growling? Listen to this.
He shouldn't have been looking at other Crocs on Instagram.
Man, are you kidding me?
He learned today.
What are they made of inside? Like wiffle ball? That is crazy. Here comes the growl.
Really lucky getting to see this.
Man, if I didn't know any better, I'd been like, that's Mark and Melissa sitting there telling me I'm not going to have another beer on football Sunday. That's her right there. We've all been there.
Yes.
What are you doing? I'm going to have one more beer. No, I'm not.
JK, I'm going to sit right here and get a water.
I'm going to go to bed. Oh, don't act like you've never turned around on Brian like that. Gotten all crocodile on him. That is great. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Man, this was an eye-opening moment over the weekend. Back to school shopping with my 12-year-old Tyler. He wanted to get some stuff. So him and I went. We had a cool time. And I always like to see, like, what kids are buying, too. We go through.
And yeah, like, because it makes you kind of cool, like, you know what's going on.
Oh, it didn't make me cool, because everything I thought was cool, he was like, nah, thanks, but nah.
We'll go. Oh, okay. So I was like, okay. Makes you feel uncool, then.
Yeah, well, it's a good education. Like, you know, you just kind of keep up with what's up. Well, so I found some stuff for me, and I was like, wow, this stuff's pretty cool, too. I'm going to go try this on. Listen, I'm going to tell you, I go back into the fitting room, right, changing mm-hmm. room, and I look in this mirror, and I'm looking in the mirror, and I'm like, is that me in the mirror? I looked awesome.
What? So no one ever in a fitting room mirror. Usually you go in there and you go, oh, gosh.
I know. That's what it usually
is. The ugly lights.
I couldn't believe it. And I kept looking and I was like, whoa. So then I went into the room next to me. Again, awesome. Like, best I've ever looked. I couldn't believe it. I almost took a picture, like, with my phone in the reflection just to go.
Thank God you didn't.
I know. But then I was like, I know what they're doing. There's a special kind of mirror to make me look better, so I'll buy more clothes.
And I've heard of these before. I remember watching on Shark Tank when a woman was trying to get a deal with the sharks for this mirror, and she said they had already been placed into several larger retail stores.
Well,
you had no idea, these magic mirrors.
Here is the clip from that show, and then I did some more research, and I saw people online complaining that Target mirrors make you look worse. Where I was Kohl's, and I looked awesome. So,
well, Target and Nordstrom have the worst.
Well,
the lighting, oh my gosh. If you have an ounce of cellulite, it's showing.
Really?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
See, I almost tried to make an offer for the mirror to take it home. Swear, I was like, man, how much for this? Here's the clip from Shark Tank. This woman who sells these mirrors at the store, she was trying to get an investment.
The skinny mirror design offers a subtle, believable, slimming reflection designed to help you feel good about your body.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first model. This retails for $165.
Anybody can order that piece of glass.
Exactly.
Tell me that your brand, Skinny Mirror, is worth $1 million today?
Have you taken a look at yourself in the mirror?
Look, I will not be part of this sham, because that's what...
Okay, that's fine.
Look, you can smile all you want, but mm-hmm. the truth is you're lying to people. I'm out, but I also forbid any other shark in investing in this.
That is St. Petersburg native Kevin O'Leary,
yes,
by the way,
it is.
Who is letting her have it. She did not get an investment on skinny mirrors, but she already was successful. I mean, she's already sold these to a lot of brands.
Yeah, and they don't have to disclose when it's a skinny mirror.
Right.
So you could go in there, say it's Kohl's, we don't know that, but you went in there and you really liked the way you looked. It could be this mirror that's deceiving you.
Well, and let me say, I didn't feel like it made me look skinnier. It just accentuated...
I think it was the lighting, honestly.
Really?
It has a lot to do with the lighting. Yes, because with the right lighting...
Skinny lights? Could that be a thing? Is it skinny lighting? Fit lights? Ripped mirrors?
Just you come up with something. You know, how there's gentlemen's clubs and they use certain lighting and black lights and all sorts of stuff to make people look more flattering.
I've never been to that. Kevin's been to those. I don't know anything about it. You have to talk to Kevin about the gentleman's
club. Well, it's a thing. It has to do with the lighting.
Yeah. I just thought it was incredible. I'm going to go there all the time, but I want people to call us or text us. Do you? Because I started looking online, and people talk about this a lot, especially on Twitter. People are like, oh, man, I just went to this dressing room, and I look terrible. And then other people go, oh, my God, I went to this dressing room. This mirror was unbelievable. Like, I have an attachment to the mirror, and it's the third dressing room on the right, so I know now the one that made me look really, really good.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
Well, I'm just
you
telling you.
You know exactly which one it is?
Three on the right, number three.
Oh.
I'm just, yeah. 800-992-1099. Am I crazy or is there something here? Is there a conspiracy? Call us or text us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Got to thank Martha. She just called 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. I was talking about, I went into this Kohl's over the weekend, and I tried on some stuff. And, you know, I was trying on the shirt, and I looked in the mirror. I was like, man, I think this is the best I've ever looked. Ever looked. And it's the mirror. I figured I was the mirror, because I got home, and I was like, wah, wah, wah. Back to me in the mirror.
Back to the real me. Because I thought, well, maybe you just are the best that you've looked.
No.
Because you've been working out and putting in all of the work, so maybe it's paying off. And that was the first time you went clothes shopping.
No,
I
thank you. It was nice. This is nice of you to get me pumped up and excited.
Of course.
But I went back to the real mirror and literally life went.
The real mirror.
But we did research. There are things called skinny mirror. But it wasn't like I looked skinny. I don't know, I just looked more in shape. Like I looked more, I don't know, like a little more ripped. Like, I don't know, something.
Well, they may be using those magic mirrors.
Yeah, there's a thing called magic mirrors. Some dressing rooms have them, some don't. And we're getting calls and texts about, you know, what places do, a lot of people are saying that Target does not have good mirrors and people don't feel good about them. This Kohl's was off the chart, unbelievable. I thought about canceling my gym membership when I got in this mirror. I said, man, this is unbelievable.
And buying a Kohl's card or getting a credit card for Kohl's?
No, and just stealing the mirror.
Oh, just, okay.
Yeah, I was not going to go to the gym and steal the mirror. And I just look in the mirror all day and be like, you look great. I don't even do anything. But then it's not real life, so.
Have you ever used one of those mirrors? I mean, they sell them at Walmart and Target, and they're just those cheapo depot mirrors, but they go on the back of your door if you want to hang them. But those always make you look skinny. And the more you angle it against the wall, the skinnier you look. It's almost like a fun house.
Oh, God. No, those things make you look crazy, man. You'll be all sideways, and your shoulders are like right angles and everything. It's nuts. We have one text, though, from a woman. I think she makes a great point.
Yeah, she said that she's a larger girl, and she doesn't like the way that she looks in mirrors. So she likes the idea of these magic mirrors in dressing rooms. She said she would like to go in there and look at something she's wearing and see herself looking good so she can continue on her positive weight loss track.
Hey, I think that's a great... Did she leave her name?
No, she didn't. She's from St. Pete, though, 727.
Right. Well... Great woman in St. Pete who texted us. We appreciate it. And I think you're absolutely right. What is wrong with going in somewhere and looking at yourself and go, wow, I feel really good. Look at that. Like, that makes you feel good.
I love that it makes you feel good, but it's deceiving. I think they need to disclose somehow that, hey, this isn't a real mirror.
No, it is a real mirror. I don't want to see you're looking at the fake you. You know, the object in the mirror is actually... not as good looking as it appears. I don't want that. What kind of disclaimer? Image in this mirror, totally deceiving. You do not look this good. Stop it. I felt great. And it made
me. I'm glad.
And by the way, I was only going to buy one shirt, and I bought two after that mirror. It totally worked. And I'll be back there today and tomorrow and the next day.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Y'all ready for awesome dog hero of the day?
Yes.
99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. I always say, too, I brag about this, but I'm proud of it. No other radio show in Tampa Bay, maybe the world, loves dogs more than we do.
We love
dogs. So I thought about maybe doing a segment where we do awesome dog hero of the day, where somebody, like, saves a dog or the dog, like, saves a person or whatever. It just doesn't matter because we're best friends, dogs and humans.
Yeah.
This is fantastic, and it's from Sarasota.
What?
Can you imagine walking out of the back of your house, then in your canal is a 9-foot gator chomping down on your chocolate lab? This is heartbreaking, but of course it's awesome dog hero, so the story ends well.
Oh, that's good.
As the owner dives in the canal, wrestles his dog out of the grips of the jaws of the gator. Full recovery. Everything's going to be good. Listen to the owner talk about this.
The homeowner let the dog out. The dog jumped in the canal. The homeowner heard a commotion and ran out. Saw the alligator had the dog. He jumped in the canal, pried the alligator's mouth open, got the dog. He got injured either prying the mouth open or scratched up during the event, but he did receive minor injuries.
Yeah, the owner and the dog were both injured. They're going to be okay. Full recovery. It's crazy because they said he actually had to pry the jaws of the gator open and then pull his dog out and then get him and his dog up out of a canal. I mean, I love labs. I've had a bunch of labs. They're not small dogs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's a big...
We had a lab mix growing up.
Yeah, and especially, you know, in a canal, and then this is like a traumatic thing. Then he immediately called a trapper, and the trapper was able to go and capture the gator. So everybody will be okay, but that's our awesome dog hero of the day.
Yes! We love this guy.
9-foot gator.
Don't you think in that moment, though, that superhero strength takes over hear about happening in those situations, and you go, all right, I'm fighting a gator.
I would have.
And you just go for it, and you get your dog out.
When it comes to dogs and kids, I'll jump in. I mean, I'll just jump in a volcano. I don't care. I'll do
of
what
course.
I have to do. But yeah, you're right. But I do think this is one time where maybe, because they're both going to make a full recovery, but maybe the dog should give the human a treat. Like maybe, maybe this is like
earned
the
it.
Yeah. It's like,
yeah.
It goes home and like the dog runs and like brings him back a beer and licks him and he's like thank you or whatever the dog voice is.
Guess I won't pee on the rug anymore.
Right.
Thank you.
Take a break from that.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
All right, let's play the name game for Brantley Gilbert and Michael Ray tickets. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. So callers 9 and 10, you guys will compete for these tickets. Man, I saw my first Brantley show a couple years ago. I will never miss another one.
Really?
That, dude.
I haven't seen him yet.
Oh, my gosh. Brantley's like, he's like a rock star who grew up in the country.
What's going on?
It's just like that. Like, it's so, like, isn't he like a rock star that grew up in the country?
He's the best.
Gosh, he's great. That show came out and it's like pyrotechnics and... His microphone that he holds is a pair of brass knuckles.
Yes,
it has a brass
what?
Knuckle handle on
yes,
it.
Man,
is.
He is hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
He is.
How do you get that through airport security?
I don't think the TSA messes with Brantley Gilbert. You got the TSA, and then you got the BG. And I think the BG wins that battle.
Yeah.
Very good show. But I'll tell you, like a really great guy, though. It was my son's birthday. And he gave my son a hug. It was my son's first, like, real concert, like, real big concert. And I told him, he's like, oh, man, I'm your first concert. He's like, oh, I don't know if I can do it. And then he gave my son a hug and everything. He's really a cool dude. Great guy.
Full circle from brass knuckles to your kid's birthday.
So true.
He can do a lot.
That's the coolest microphone I've ever seen.
It was
a pair
awesome.
Of brass knuckles on the thing. So, all right, let's get you in on that. And I need you to see the show because it's a great one. Callers 9 and 10, 800-992-1099. Brantley Gilbert, Michael Ray tickets up for grabs right now. Man, everyone's so pumped. I was just checking social media. Everyone is jacked up. People text us about this show. So this will be a great show. Brantley's so good. All right, so Jennifer and Krista are contestants. Jennifer was the 9th caller. So Jennifer, we will start with you first. We're going to give you a category. You'll then have 5 seconds to name one thing in that category. After you do, Krista, you'll have 5 seconds to respond with one name in that category. Then you guys will go back and forth naming one thing until the first person runs out of names in the category. All right, let's put 5 seconds on the clock.
Let's do it.
Here we go. In honor of myself, looking at myself in the dressing room mirrors over the weekend in a department store, I felt very good. It was the best mirror I'd ever seen in my life. Name things in a department store, Jennifer, go.
Shirt. Shoppers. Shorts. Shoes, pants, purses, socks, makeup, underwear, perfume, Bras. Cows. Jewelry. Registers. Kitchen utensils. Cashiers. Shopping carts. Security tags. Belts. Money.
Five seconds is up.
No.
Yeah, Krista, that means you got the Brantley Gilbert tickets, and you're going to see Michael Ray because he'll be there as well.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
Y'all, great game. You obviously know your department stores, which means you've spent a lot of money in department stores. But really fun game. Great work. We'll do it again, Jennifer, tomorrow at 7:40, okay?
Yeah, thanks for playing.
Thank you.
All right, have a great one. Krista, congrats and hold on, okay?
Thank you.
I was going to say, like, I gave you mirror right there, so you could have gone mirror.
Ooh, mirror would have been good.
Changing room.
Cash register.
Credit card machine.
Shopping carts.
Hoodies. Hats. Sunglasses.
Oh, my gosh. You're racks. Way better at this.
Yeah, that's not good, is it?
No,
why do I know more about department stores than you do?
Because I shop on Amazon all the time.
Where? What did we miss? Text us, 800-992-1099.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
That's Tim McGraw. Are y'all ready for a free Tim McGraw concert in Tampa?
Yes.
And then people are like, wait, what'd you just say? Free Tim McGraw concert in Tampa. This is going to happen just hours before the Bucks kickoff to the NFL season. It's Bucks 49ers, and that's a 4:25 kickoff. So you're going to get that full Tim McGraw concert ahead of time. Now, here's the thing. You do need tickets to the show to get into the concert.
Tickets to the game.
To the game. Yes, tickets to the game to get into the concert. On top of this full show pregame, Tim is then going to do an encore performance on the field at halftime.
Yes.
Whew, this is crazy. Free Tim McGraw?
Free.
Man. All right, so what date does that kick off?
I believe it's September the 8th.
Yeah. That's a 4:25 start. That's a rare 4:25 start for a Tampa Bay kickoff.
I'm surprised that Kevin doesn't know by heart.
Sunday, September the 8th. Sunday, September 8th, yep.
Well, first preseason games are this Thursday and Friday, so that's all you need to worry about right now.
Great, I cannot wait to come into work.
Bucks are on Friday night.
Bucks at Steelers.
Yeah, Friday night. Yeah, Friday night football.
That's happening.
Blood's boiling. I'm getting excited. But really excited for that free Tim McGraw show, too.
Yes.
So that'll be great. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
We've all been there in a porta potty, and we probably all thought about what was it like, or what would it be like if this thing got tipped upside down? Ooh, sometimes I worry about that.
Remember on that MTV prank show, they would push people over in the porta potties? It was so disgusting. I can't even imagine, because you go in there and your goal is to touch the least amount of things and get out of there as quick as possible,
I know.
And you're breathing through your mouth, not your nose, because you don't want to smell anything.
Well, to be honest, the real goal is to never go in a porta potty, honestly. That's the real goal. Here's a woman, she was at a concert, the portable toilet got tipped over, and this is her describing what happened next.
I could feel all the water and everything falling on me. Oh my gosh, I was stinking like crazy. I was a mess. My air had some toilet paper in it. Oh. I had blue water, pee water. I saw some needles there.
Needles.
I had like almost 2 hours shower. I was in the shower for the longest time.
She said a 2 hour shower. I think that's 4 hours not enough, to be honest with you. I would need a 6 to 8 hour shower with the toilet paper and everything else in my hair.
I need a skin replacement. Remove my skin, give me someone else.
Skin replacement therapy.
That's disgusting.
I think I agree.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Sure are. Like in Ohio, this is Cleveland. A man went into a bank and he passed the teller a note. He says, "I am robbing the bank. I need all your money." The teller did as she was trained. She had $206 in her drawer. She gave it to him, and he ran out of the building. The police promptly arrived. They investigated the note. Well, they turned the note over, and it seems as though this man, just an hour before robbing the bank, had gone to the DMV to get his driver's license. Well, that was the application that he wrote the note on the back of. It had his name, his address, his phone number, his date of birth. The statement from the police just minutes after he was arrested.
Minutes.
At his house.
Of course.
The spokeswoman said, when you present a note that has your name already on it and your address, it tremendously helps law enforcement, and we thank this man for his cooperation. All right. Let's go to New Jersey, where a Perkins restaurant employee noticed two new bottles of ketchup and a note on the table. A man walked in, dropped him off, and the note said he was sorry for stealing the ketchup bottles just earlier in the day. He felt karma had come back to get him because just after stealing the ketchup bottles, he was involved in a car accident, and he believed because he stole the ketchup bottles from the Perkins that the ketchup gods made him pay.
Man, those ketchup gods, they'll get you.
The manager released a statement saying that the person is forgiven and has the forgiveness of the employees. And of course, they never even noticed the ketchup missing, but really appreciates his going back.
Seems like he got off easy. The mustard gods are the ones you got to worry about.
That's how I look at it, too.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. The steak sauce gods.
Oh, the A1 gods.
Just watch your back.
The Outback Steakhouse steak knife.
You'll never get back in their good graces.
Never.
It's QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.